All right, our pre-show is underway here for this Thursday. That means tomorrow, today, Thursday, is bill day. We're paying bills around here. And we're also we got to take garbage out tonight, too, here. Because I missed the commercial pickup. There's a residential, there's a commercial pickup. And if I missed that goddamn commercial pickup, you know, let's see what else is happening here. I also redid the, we got a brand new phone, not a new phone, but I got a brand new old phone.
This is Bobby Dylan. I listened to it.
I think the phone still sounds kind of fucked up on the air, but
I listened to it a little bit today, Mr. Ernie. What didn't you like about it?
Well, I think this phone sounds like there's too many pops going on.
Oh, you mean when I say, hi, Phil, and there's that shit?
Yeah, it sounds like shit, but it's better than that fucking hum that was happening, so
I was wondering if you could watch your language.
Say that again?
Could you watch your language?
Maybe. The other thing that we're going to be doing more and more of is sort of stopping. Here on the video cast, you're going to see all of the production. And what does that mean? It means that the finished product is going to be the audio download only. On the video cast, you're not going to see the finished product. On the video cast, you're going to see me stopping and starting and because we're going to be going and editing later. See. Now, that's doable. I mean, you know, it's going to take another full hour. Well, it won't take a full hour to edit because you're not necessarily listening to the... I don't fucking know what it's going to take. It may take 2 hours. This goddamn show, which I'm trying to... You know, I think I'm getting smarter, you know. I don't like to say the older I get, but just the longer I'm in the business, the longer I do this shit, I like to think that I'm getting smarter, right? By the way, can we get some fucking DDR going on here, man? I mean, oh, here we go. Here, that's what I want. That's the DDR? Here's the DDR I want. I don't even know if... this is a DDR that we used to use when we knew that we were always going to be live at night. So this was kind of our nighttime. And I don't know when people are... this may become our summer backdrop. It's probably time to get a new little bit of ocean B-roll going. Here is one that is going to be one of my favorites. This is the film Diary of a Nudist. Wait a minute, man. Yeah, this is Diary of a Nudist. And it might be cool to just have this flying behind me, you know. Once y'all watch the show, you don't want to watch the video cast? What if I had fucking porn going behind it? Ooh! So what I would say is this. If you want to see high-quality filth, well, I'm not going to say that, but yeah, sure, why not? I'll split-screen it like this. See what I'm going to do. The fuck is that, man? All right. See, what we need is a... I will DDR that shit. So what I'll do is, hey, welcome to the show, you know? And if you don't want to watch if you don't want to just watch me doing my thing, watch as we put on the screen here, some nudity. What do you think about that, huh? See, I'm here for your, you know, anything you need, baby. What do you need? What do you want? You can watch us, and you can see a high-class nude pic, nude film. See, so I'm telling you, plus the nude, what do you want to call nude film, you know? Now, I don't think this is the whole movie, is it? I don't think it is, man. No, this is just a part of it. Do you know that the person that made this movie, I'm serious as a heart attack now. Do you know the person that made this movie is a female? Now, not that that's unusual, but this was what was called in the old days a nudie cutie. This was before the real hardcore porn made its presence known in certainly in mainstream America. It wasn't known until the early 70s with Deep Throat. That's when mommy and daddy started to sneak out and watch porn. Why that movie, I don't know. It was about a girl that could suck dicks that were a mile long, and she had a clit in her throat, which I guess was the hook on that movie. I don't know. But in other words, she'd orgasm while she was sucking a guy's thing, and not that that's the most unusual. Anyway, so look at this. Filmed at Sunny Palms Lodge, Homestead, Florida, the Sunny Rest Lodge, Palmerton, Florida. Are you loving that? So Rosemary June sang the song, I Got the Sunbather's Blues, whatever the fuck it is. Now, these were called Nudie Cuties, and many of the actors and actresses that were in these were in a great many of these movies. Obviously, they had big dicks or big tits or something, or they were really Sun Lover's Blues, there it is. Judith Kushner wrote it, and it was sung, it's being sung in this thing by somebody, June. Raymond Phelan, yeah, I'll bet he was. There, Doris Wishman produced and directed. Doris was one of the top directors and producers of these nudies. And then along came the hardcore porn. I don't know, maybe she got into that too. So this movie and movies like it were able to get around the proscriptions, if you will, of the day, the statutes of the day, by saying that they were for educational purposes. And at the very beginning, you didn't see it, but at the very beginning, there's a mission statement, if you will, of the film. We are sun lovers, and we want to live in the glory and the beauty. What is the sun? You know, so you're basically hearing this guy say, you know, that being a sun lover is a groovy thing. All right, so anyway, that was the story of that, and that's how that bullshit got into movie theaters. Because it was educational, see. Here's some jackass who's looking for his friend. He can't find him. They're out hunting. And guess where he's going? He's going to stumble across the nude, you know, the nude thing. He's going to stumble across a whole panorama of nude. And here he is peeking through the woods. And he'll stick his nose out. And there'll be a nude guy and a nude chick equally armed with a shotgun. And he'll get his head blowed off. No, but, you know, it's probably what ought to happen. It would make it funny. Well, I don't know where Bob is. I just am wondering if I can find out if the whole thing is just... What the fuck? You know, that's it. See, he's scratching, and he's scratching his balls. Now he's looking around, and he's looking at nude? Man, that ain't like nothing I've ever seen, see? Now, as the movie progresses... And by the way, you can find this on the Internet Archives. It ain't no thing, so don't worry about it. You can find this on the Internet Archives. It's a beautiful thing. Here's the thing where it gets creepy. See the kid? You can't tell me that this movie was not released to the public for the titillation and for the, what do you want to call it? The, not titillation, but the prurient interest of the public. And yet in this film that seeks to excite the prurient interest of the public is a nude kid. You know, so that is kind of fucked up. Now, that, not that the people back then had any consciousness of anything. This is about when I was maybe 11 years old, and I would do anything in my life, anything that would even risk my life to get my nose through a fence or over a fence to look at some of this shit, even though it's, you know, as you can see, nudes. See, here it is again. Here's this kid again. I think it's fucked up, kind of. But what the hell? Now, here is this big, fat slob, and he's laying out the mission statement. He's reading to these people, and as nudists... We respect the nude areas of each other, even if it is the genitalia. My ass, you'll see, is much, much larger than anyone here, and yet I have no fear of showing it. I'm reading this from a book because I can't really remember what it is I'm supposed to be saying. I'd much rather be out sunbathing, playing volleyball, and, well, I think you understand where I'm going with this. Now, that looks... What is this? Oh, I know what happened. It flipped around. All right, so there it is. What'd you think? Good? You can find this shit, you know, online at nudebitches.com, wherever. I don't know. So it's like I said, it's at the Internet archives. So what we're going to do here is we're going to show a little bit more of how this motherfucker gets made. Jeez, I don't know how I'm going to do this, man. Is this going to... The story of page one. It's the story of... All right. Ah. Bob Bacon, Bob.
Well, Sullivan, the traffic right now is outside. We're going to be... Bob, boy, look at that goddamn gate, will you? Well, Bob, tell you, Phil. Jesus. Tell you what, Phil. This is a... This is a son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of... This is a son of a... I'll tell you what, Phil. I'll tell you what, Phil. Well, Phil, let me put you... Well, Phil, let me put it to you this way. This is a motherfucker. Well, Phil, let me put it to you this... Why is that fucking thing? Well, Phil, let me put it to you this way. Well, Phil, I got to put it to you this way. We are... maybe I need the gate. Well, Phil, let me put it to you this way. Well, Phil, let me... Wait a minute, man. Test. Oh, I dig what's put. Well, Phil, let me put it to you. Well, Phil, I'd just like to tell you. Well, Phil, this is... All right, Phil, in the traffic. Here, I'll show you what I'm doing here. Traffic. I was getting up here in this shit. Testing. Well, Phil, I can tell you. Well, Phil, right now, here on the thing. God damn it. Testing.
All right, that's great, man. Wait, that's not right. That's good. Yeah. All right, that's great, man. All right. That's beautiful, man. Wait a minute. I gotta do something here. Test. All right, testing. Testing, one, two, three. Testing. Bob Bacon.
Well, Phil, right now, the traffic out here, the outside, is looking pretty And I got to tell you something right now, Phil. Well, the traffic right now, Phil, is looking pretty good here on the outside. Well, downtown, Phil, right now, we got some traffic is looking pretty strong. Well, Phil, right now, if you're downtown, you stay downtown. I'd like to see all of you staying downtown. You ought to sleep downtown. You're Bob Bacon traffic.
All right. I don't know. I'm going to try something. We'll see if this shit works or not. Ew, I got something in my nose.
This is Margaret Gray. Yes. This is Margaret Gray, and I'm talking with Mrs. Who. What's your name?
My name is Lou. My name is Lou.
You're who? Why are you moving away from the microphone?
I don't want to.
Are you trying not to be hurt?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. What is your name, sir?
Darren Whitlock.
And Darren, where are you from?
I'm from Van Nuys.
Darren, my question for you is, what did you think? Oh, fuck it.
Well, that was great.
Well, you know something, Phil? You do better.
Margaret goes out. Margaret did a man on the street, and she did a man on the street. Wait a minute. What am I doing? Oh. All right, here we go, man.
What do you think?
What is your question, Margaret?
What, now?
No, what are you going to do?
Well, my question is going to simply be, what do you think of the, what's going on right now? What do you think of the fact that this is a...
The fuck is that?
My question will be more to the, what do you think of the job that President Obama's doing?
Well, I think it's a good job. Testing 1, 2.
Well, the question that I asked Phil was, what do you think of Phil Hendry going back to commercial radio and taking the occasional commercial radio gig? And here were some of the responses. What do you think?
I've enjoyed Phil Hendry. I enjoy Phil Hendry. I think I think you stay away from it.
So you don't think he should?
No, I don't think he should.
And what is your name?
Yeah, my name's Clarence. My name's Clarence William.
And Claire, what is your name?
My name is Godfrey Palmer, and Phil, I'd love to hear you back on commercial radio on KFI or KF Dubba B or KFMB or K. A lot of the stations I like.
What are your favorite stations?
My favorite station right now is probably KBBB, KWB, KBBB, KBW. I get them all confused. All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2. This is going to be a clusterfuck. All right, that, and then we're going to do Fallout from the... No, I don't want to do that. We're going to do a... Jesus. Oh, that's the character phone, okay. Characters. No, it's not right. Hey there, Georgie Squirrel, popping down the street so fancy free. You think your shit doesn't stink around you. Hey there, Georgie Girl, you think you are something great. Well, take a guess. No, you aren't. What happened to the character list? Where's the fucking character list, bitch? God damn motherfucker. Where in the... What is this? What the fuck is this? What is this shit? God, oh, there it is. God, I knew I had it somewhere. I don't know, man. A little bit there, Georgie Squirrel. What is this shit? I saw something on TV. It says narrated by Billy Bob Thornton. So the first thing I say, obviously, what is this shit? Now, why am I prejudiced against Billy Bob Thornton? Why? Why? Because he gave shit to what's his ass? Here's Brett Favre. They're showing home movies of Brett Favre when he was a punky little kid wearing a fucking football jersey with his father there. What his dad did.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, a lot of the people, well, we just want to check in here from Bradley Military Academy because there's a lot of what we're doing.
Brett Favre's father is named Irvin Favre, so.
Yeah, I think when your dad's named Irving, you got, well, I mean, I think it's really important for those of us here at Bradley Military Academy to understand that ISIS, I want to go to ISIS, and I want to, man, I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, there's a lot of us that are just waiting to kick ass and take some names on ISIL or ISIS or whatever. And that's my feeling on account of a lot of us got cut out of the Bin Laden.
Well, I know that the Bin Laden hunt was finished by the Navy SEALs. And so we have now. But you don't think the American people are going to green light the...
Well, it does. You know, the American people, Mr. Henry, it has to be understood, are not that...
Watch out, RC.
Watch out for what?
All right. Fuck. God damn it. God fucking damn it. God damn motherfucker. Rearranging yourself. Mm-hmm. A little, mm-hmm. I would say that I am looking for something here for Emery Clayton to do because I really want to do that character.
Phil, let me tell you something, Phil. I'm the kind of guy. Phil, let me say first of all, Phil, let me say that I'm. Pleased to be on your program. I'm not too sure that you're going to. Well, let me say this to you, Mr. Dickman. It's a very important thing, I think, for anybody who is. See that? It's a very important thing for anyone who prides themselves on being a. Well, I think it's a very important. I think it's a very important thing, Mr. Henry. I'm looking at Brett Favre. I'm looking at football. God damn, I wish I was the head coach of a... Let me say, without further ado, I thought that judge in Mississippi said it very well. Let me say that I think that your attendance to these issues, Mr. Henry, are going to be very profound. And there's Irvin Favre with a big fat yap going blah, blah, blah. There's Brett throwing that ball. Look at that touchdown. God damn, this kid knows how to play football, doesn't he?
You're talking about Brett Favre?
I am talking about Brett Favre. And you can see his father there on the TV talking how very proud this man is of a young man. Let me tell you, we have here at L.A. Canyon College, we have had enough of football.
Bonita Favre is Brett's mom's name. So his father's Irvin and his mother's Bonita. What is up with this car? They're showing a car that got wrecked.
Why didn't they have a black man narrate this? They got Billy Bob Thornton. Why? Because he seemed like a good old boy. I bet you Billy Bob Thornton wouldn't know which end of a... I bet you he doesn't know which end of a snake you're supposed to pull out of a hole. You know what I'm saying? I bet you Billy Bob would stick his hand down in there, get himself a couple of snake fangs right in the hand, and Billy Bob Thornton's head would blow up the size of a balloon. I think we're right now what we are involved in is a very serious situation where... we're involved in a very serious situation right now, Phil, where we are, a lot of our funding is from the football team, but we get sick and tired, and I speak for the fact, and this is not a black and white issue, this is a people, this is a school teacher, this is an issue. Now, I don't like them taking funding away from these jocks. I don't want them taking money away from the educational product, and these clowns,
Well, you know, that's kind of rough calling them clowns, isn't it, Professor?
I don't think so, General, because I will tell you, I've got clown after clown after clown. I've got to pick these guys up and throw them out a window. So I said to the coach, when they said, hey, I've got to take the day off, and I got to, you know, I don't.
I think that's kind of old school, though. Oh, God.
Keith Olbermann is a real mental midget. Keith Olbermann, I don't know what his problem is. I don't care. For him to disrespect the students, I can't figure it out. I don't know what's wrong. I have spent about 16 hours trying to figure out what this man, Mr. Olbermann, said on Twitter. Have you understood this?
I, to be honest with you, no, I haven't. Maybe we better get our shit together here and just do this. Okay. That's what I'm going to do, man. All right? Okay. It is time now for the groovy, groovy, groovy thing. The groovy kind of love that can only be the world famous. Wait a minute. Put this on hold. The world famous. Wait a minute. Let me start the clock. Which, by the way, the clock ain't going to mean shit today, man. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.